Today marks the 20th anniversary of a terrorist attack that shook a small town and shocked the world.
A Pan-American jumbo jet has crashed into a town in Scotland.
Pan Am Flight 103 left Heathrow in London shortly after 6 p.m. local time and was at 31,000 feet on course for New York when it suddenly disappeared from Scotland radar.
I saw something which resembled like an atom bomb going off. There was this horrific mushroom of flame.
As far as I know, I've lost my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and their house is just a 30-foot crater. Where their house was, like, I can't even find the house. It's gone, like.
Pan Am Flight 103 was headed from London to New York when a bomb hidden in a suitcase exploded and ripped apart the 747 over Lockerbie, Scotland. All 259 people on board died, as did 11 on the ground. We conducted a series of interviews this week with an eyewitness, a journalist who covered the investigation, and a victim's wife who has special plans for today. Andy Wiesall of the BBC was one of the first reporters on the scene, where fire and debris littered the Scottish countryside.
When we got there, we couldn't actually even get close to the town centre because the petrol station that rumours were saying a military aircraft had crashed into initially was well alight, so we had to leave our car on the motorway side of the blazing petrol station and run past the flames despite the advice of the firefighters who were trying to deal with it. It sort of became quite apparent that down at the market, at the town hall end of the square, there was a sort of unusual sort of activity. The main doors were thrown open and there were people coming and going. And it sort of dawned on us that what they were actually doing was carrying stretchers into the town hall with what could only actually have been bodies on them. And that began to really bring details of what had happened home to us.
The investigation of the accident found that it was a terrorist attack. Brian Duffy covered the investigation for U.S. News & World Report and later wrote a book about the bombing. Now the managing editor of NPR News, he described the plot as crude when compared to the horrific attacks since then.
Take the September 11th attacks. 19 hijackers, 4 planes, lots of preparation. Somehow they managed to get aboard these planes and this was much, much more rudimentary, if you will. A very small bomb loaded onto a suitcase that had no identifiable passenger on board on a feeder flight from Malta, went through Frankfurt, Germany. That bag then went on to Heathrow in London. And a crude timer then detonated the device to explode just shortly after Flight 103 reached altitude over Lockerbie, Scotland at, I think, 32,000 feet. Very, very different order of business than the kind of sophisticated coordinated attack we saw on 9/11.
Was it a turning point for Westerners in the way that we think about and experience terrorism?
I think what it was less a turning point than perhaps a wake-up call for us. I think we had never experienced, obviously we had Pearl Harbor, but in the modern age, we had not seen terrorists reach out and kill Americans in aircraft overseas and affect violence on this kind of scale. Obviously, it's much smaller than what we saw on that terrible morning in September of 2001. But this was a horrific wake-up call. And I know from having spent time with the families of the victims that even now, 20 years on, it's something that that they live with daily.
Among those heartbroken relatives was Mary Kay Stratus. Her husband, Elijah, was supposed to return from a business trip on December 22nd, which is why she wasn't frightened when she first heard the news of a downed plane. Unknown to her, Mr. Stratus had scrambled to catch an earlier flight to get home for the holidays. She told us how a phone call that was supposed to be good news was the opposite.
My husband's secretary called me when I got home. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, knowing now that the plane went down at 2:03. It's 3 o'clock, and she called me, but she was working in a cubicle in an office without access to news, and she said, "Mary Kay, I have wonderful news for you." I said, "Oh, really?" She said, "Yes, Elias coming home today. He was able to leave a day early." And immediately I connected to the news I had heard earlier, thinking, I said, "Do you know what flight he's on?" She said, "No, I don't have any information, but you can expect him tonight." Well, I hung on to the remotest hope until I got a call at 1 a.m. that he was on the plane, and that's how I found out.
That must have been the longest evening you there.
It was.
With three small children.
Now, what you just said is ironic, because December 21st
is the shortest
day and the longest night, and it was indeed the longest night of my life.
Since the bombing, this mother of three has been a force in organizing the victims' families and even doing outreach to 9/11 widows. Mrs. Stratus helped plan today's memorial ceremony for the victims of Pan Am 103 at Arlington National Cemetery. Scheduled to appear are Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff and the head of the FBI. There will be musical tributes and laying of wreaths.
We want their memories to be kept alive. We want to honor that. At the same time, offer comfort to those of us left behind. And I think this particular point in time, being the 20th anniversary, we want to recognize where we've come, and we've come so far in 20 years. Psychologically and emotionally, I believe that we have very strong accomplishments in the field of aviation security that we've pushed for. We've held the government responsible and accountable to push for Libya to bring forth the suspects, and they were indicted and tried. And we have quite a history, and I think we're reflecting that in the speakers that we have.
When you think about your husband around this time of year, and you tell family stories about him, do you have a favorite one that you...
Goodness. I guess the favorite thing we remember is his time with the children and how he loved to play with the children. As a matter of fact, my youngest daughter, who is now 27 and was 7 at the time she lost her dad, she said, I'd like to go home and look at some of the old videos of us playing together. And I have a feeling that's what they'll do, either Sunday night when we return home or during the week.
Thank you for coming in and being so candid. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Mary Kay Stratus is helping to organize today's ceremony in Arlington National Cemetery. Her husband, Elijah, was one of the 270 people killed in the bombing of Pan Am Flight 103 20 years ago today. You're listening to NPR News.